A new unemployment benefit for people who lost work because of COVID-19 is being criticised as unfair and discriminatory. The new payment announced yesterday will give up to $490 a week to people who've lost their jobs in recent weeks. The existing job seeker benefit for people over 25 is currently set at a maximum of $250 after tax. Mackenzie Smith reports.
The new COVID-19 payment will be available from June 8 for 12 weeks, a welcome relief for many who have had their lives upturned by the pandemic. Full-time workers made redundant because of COVID-19 will get $490 a week untaxed, while part-time workers can get $250 a week. But beneficiary advocate Kay Brereton says it'll be galling for people who were already unemployed before the pandemic.
One of the things that it highlights is something we all know: the benefit is simply not enough for people to survive on. And I think it acknowledges that by setting the rate at almost twice the rate that someone could get on a single rate of job seeker.
A household of two on the COVID-19 payment would bring in $980. But if they were both on the existing job seeker support, it would be just $401 after tax. Experts say the new payment broadly mirrors recommendations put forward by a welfare expert advisory group last year. Jess Berenson-Shaw, a public policy researcher at the workshop, says it's disappointing the group's full recommendations, including raising main benefits by between 12% and 47%, weren't adopted.
So I don't think we need to reinvent the wheel here. The things that help people outside of a pandemic are the same things that help people in a pandemic. And the same inequities and injustices that have been highlighted in society for years and years are the same inequities that exist during a pandemic.
Normal job seeker support tapers off once a person and their partner earn more than $90 per week. But the new payment won't be touched at all unless the beneficiary's partner earns at least $2,000 a week. Beyond that threshold, there is no payment at all. The head of the Council of Christian Social Services, Trevor McGlinchey, says the new, more generous payment should be extended to all those unemployed.
We're going to have an awful lot of two-income families that are reduced to one income. And I think the question of individualisation is going to come up very strongly as people struggle to survive with their drop in income.
Between February and April, there was a near 60% rise in European New Zealanders seeking job seeker support, while for Māori, the increase was far lower at 25%. The chair of Auckland's Te Puia Marae, Huri Moana Dennis, says the new payment has been welcomed by those Māori families losing work of late, as there are currently few opportunities for the unemployed.
Providing relief for whānau who have recently been made unemployed will help ease the pressure on the limited amount of jobs that are available.
The Ministry of Social Development received a total of 120,000 applications for job seeker support in April. For Morning Report, Mackenzie Smith.